You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
As it is Fraud Awareness Week, the government has announced its plan to tackle the issue of scamming in Aotearoa by collaborating with the public and banking sectors. I spoke to Professor of Law at the University of Auckland, Alexandra Andhov, about why this step is welcome, while also indicating a broader issue of big tech companies having unregulated influence over social media users. The government has revealed plans to work with public and banking sectors to address scamming. Can you explain what this means?
So at this stage, I think what the main thing is really to reflect on how to best protect the general public and the consumers when it comes to different kinds of financial scams, whether it's through phishing or, you know, people investing in different kinds of ICOs and so on, because diverse technologies such as deepfake, AI are being used, and the government recognizes this is a major issue because a lot of people are being victims of these kind of scams. And the idea is naturally to reflect on how to best address this. And one of the ways is to ultimately combine effort with some other countries like Australia and Singapore, and create a, so to speak, an international partnership where they would try to tackle this fraud. They would share different kinds of information. They would try to figure out what kind of behavior is happening on the market in the way to best address it.
In a press release, you expressed that while this step is welcome, it highlights a broader issue. Can you explain what the broader issue is?
Certainly. So the broader issue is that this is one of many unfortunate behaviors that happens within different kinds of platforms. And this is unfortunate due to the fact that all the big tech companies, whether we talk about Meta, so to speak, Facebook, whether we talk about Google, Microsoft, Apple, etc., Amazon, these large entities that have, you know, trillion-dollar valuations, which is sometimes, you know, five, six. For example, just the valuation of Meta is around $1.5 trillion, which is six and a half more times what the GDP of New Zealand is, right? So we talk about here about organizations that have immense power and influence, and yet when you look at the regulation, it's really lagging, right? So there are only very few countries but we see this coming up actually, that are trying to address misinformation. They're trying to address the way how they kill any kind of competition, the way how they get different kinds of data from the users and how they misuse this data for different kinds of commercial purposes, right? So the behavior, we see different kinds of patterns with these big tech companies. And this is the challenge and the need, and there is a need for broader regulation within the sphere.
According to Payments NZ, New Zealanders lost almost $200 million to scams in the past year, with most scams occurring on social media. What are ways New Zealanders can be aware of social media scams?
Ooh, there are many. So I would say that New Zealanders should stop in general believing what happens on social media. I think that's a good rule of thumb. And of course, if there is something that they find intriguing, they need to double check it or triple check it. You know, Google, try to figure out whether this is real, try to see whether there is a real website. And then, you know, within New Zealand, there are excellent platforms such as NetSafe, right, where you can possibly even, you know, write to them and try to figure out, is this real? Is this a scam? But New Zealanders need to be aware that, unfortunately, if it's too good to be true, it's usually because it's not, right? So they need to be a little bit more vigilant about what they invest in and whether they use their money for anything that actually happens on social media, because often, more often than not, this will be a scam.
So going back to the broader issue of social media platforms like Meta and all that having a lot of power, are there any frameworks currently in place to address this issue?
So New Zealand's legal framework, you know, there are tools such as Fair Trading Act or Commerce Act or Privacy Act addressing some bits and bobs of, let's say, consumer protection, data privacy, anti-competitive behavior, and so on. But these are not necessarily the best tools, right? Because if you think about the way if you or I are defrauded, what are our ways? We can obviously go to the police. Are we going to sue Meta for allowing this kind of scams? And most presumably us is not really. I mean, maybe we could, but it will be extremely expensive. It won't be really efficient. Should there be some other authority that ultimately protects the digital space? Undoubtedly, and there are a few. Do they have sufficient power to go and sue Meta, and where would you sue them? So this is not necessarily the best and the easiest way how to go about protecting your rights when we talk about, you know, global entity. So that is the reason why, yes, there are some tools and undoubtedly many people can use these, but they might not be the best tools within the, so to speak, regulatory toolbox of a government.
So what stronger frameworks would you suggest be implemented to better protect New Zealanders from this issue?
So there are a few options that I think New Zealand could look into, the government could look into. So you have, generally when it comes to big tech, you have two, one could say, poles, right? One is where you have a space, for example, in the United States, where you don't really have regulation as such. You have a fairly powerful trade commissioner from the Federal Trade Commission, and she has initiated a couple of antitrust cases against Google and against some other big tech. And then you have European Union, which is very clear about the need to actually regulate the space and adopted several regulations. But they're not alone, right? And then you have Singapore, you have Australia. Australia has been extremely active in the past few months. There has been a new proposal for digital duty of care. So imagine that the platform, so in this case, let's say Facebook, would be accountable for preventing different kinds of online harm, be it like different kinds of harmful content, be it this kind of scams, cyberbullying, and so on. Or they also, in September this year, they introduced, so to speak, misinformation and disinformation bill, where the Australian Communication and Media Authority ultimately enhances its powers in order to combat online misinformation. So if I'm to boil it down, I think the government also in New Zealand needs to give really some powers to existing authorities that are to protect the digital space. It is also to, for instance, introduce efficient penalties. So both in the EU or in Australia, if a company like Google or a company like Meta is found in breach of these kind of laws, the penalty can be substantial. It's not, you know, a couple of thousands or tens of thousands of dollars. It needs to be something that the company will feel in order to change its behavior. And for instance, I believe in Australia, it's around 5% of their global revenue, which obviously the company will feel. So when we talk about this, I think that it is important to think about it in different ways. And one is, these entities are not really regulated per se, so different governments across the world need to find tools to nudge them the right direction to control content, do proper content moderation so that, you know, we don't have different kinds of harmful behavior, whether it is harmful speech, whether it's cyberbullying, whether it's financial scams. And ultimately, we need regulation that will establish platform's liability, so platform liability for this kind of behavior happening within their platform, or obviously, you know, they cannot to 100% ultimately eliminate this kind of behavior, but they need to introduce different kinds of checks and balances, different kinds of governance models in order to address this. Otherwise, they need to be held liable and responsible.
That was Professor of Law Alexandra Andhov from the University of Auckland, speaking about protections against scamming in Aotearoa.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.